In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, Harry, I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all so that by knowing it, they may love it and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we will continue with the reading of Luisa's letters, trying to discover the teaching of the divine will in her correspondence.
Letter number 99 to Frederico Abresh. Most esteemed son in the divine volition, let us thank the Lord for everything, who in his great goodness wanted to use this little one, the poorest of all creatures, to manifest the sublime living in the divine will. He is used to manifesting himself to the little ones, to the most ignorant, so that we may attribute nothing to ourselves, but everything to his infinite love for us, miserable creatures. But who can say all he has said about a way of living so holy? Only little drops can be put out. It is enough to say that every time we do an act in his holy will, we go to meet the whole of heaven, and all of heaven comes to meet us. All the saints, all the angels, and the very Queen of Heaven feel honored to place their acts together with ours to do whatever we do. They feel their happiness and glory redoubled, because a divine will is the actor and spectator of our act, and no one wants to set himself aside, and with right, because the divine will belongs to all, except for those who, ungrateful, do not want to know it, love it, and possess it. Therefore, all heaven repeats in chorus, if it is ours, why should we not do what it does? More so, since every time we do an act in the divine will, the human will goes through a martyrdom, not of blood, but of will, which never dies. And the Lord is so pleased that he places on it the seal of a divine martyrdom. So we can say to God, I am your continuous martyr. I die not just once, but many times, for as many times as I don't do my will. Enough for now. Let us move to something else. Dearest one in the Lord, nothing new happened here as far as what you say about Rome. On the contrary, there has been a terrible storm against the books and against me. However, I think it was caused by some priests and religious from Corrado. May the Lord bless and forgive all. It must be a diabolical rage, since in just hearing the name of will of God, he is consumed and becomes furious. So let us pray. I thank you, do whatever you can do, and whatever the Lord wants. I leave you in the divine volition. May it be the center of your life. Oh, how I wish that everything you do would flow in it, to bring him your kisses, your love, the embraces of your gratitude, to storm heaven and say to him, hurry up, let your will come and reign upon the earth. I greet you with the love of the divine fiat, together with Amelia and little Pio, affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, June 23rd, 1941. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. In the first part of this letter, we find the teaching of the divine will in this letter. First of all, I don't remember exactly where, but I think it's in 11 of 13, the volume where our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that he always picks, he chooses the wretched, the most wretched people, right? He uses that word. And Luisa Picaretta here now is in 1941. She understands the gift of the divine will. She possesses that gift in her heart, and she knows the whole doctrine. So she knows very well that our Lord, as she says, uses the most ignorant so that we may not attribute anything to ourselves. And this goes along with sacred scripture, you know. Also, one of the things that we see here that we have been reading in the past, when Luisa Picaretta says that, let me read it here. All the saints, all the angels, and the very Queen of Heaven feel honored to place their acts together with ours to do whatever we do. And then Luisa Picaretta tells us what happens. They feel their happiness and glory redouble. So here, Luisa Picaretta is teaching basically what she already knows from the Book of Heaven. And we have been kind of like masticating and trying to understand. And I think this is not a little nugget, but this is the one of the veins that lead us to the whole Treasure and Understanding of the Divine Will, Volume 29, October 8, 1931, that we've been kind of like going over and over, and I feel like we have taken this passage kind of like the base for our understanding and to discover what really means then to unite our acts to the divine will and how to crown the acts of all the saints of the past, and not only of the saints, but we can of all the people in the past. Because in that passage, you may remember that the Lord calls us to call, to remember, and to offer. For what purpose? For the purpose of the divine will to descend upon earth. And when Luisa Picaretta says, all the saints, all the angels, and the very Queen of Heaven feel honored to place their acts together with ours. Yes, they feel honored, the saints, because it's like we offer again what they did, but now for the right purpose, for what is missing in their acts that they did. Whether they were just simple acts, physical and spirit, the spiritual ones. Or whether there were great acts like the martyrdom of the apostles and so many others that they gave their life for the faith. So they redouble, and this is exactly what happens. Of course, in the life of the Blessed Mother, it redoubles. It is a continued growing in her because she, all her life, she lived for that purpose, for the kingdom to come. So, of course, she feels so happy now that new souls now are receiving this gift. She's becoming the true mother now. In all this, in the spiritual sense, now she is the true mother. Because now her children, now they possess. It's like, it's given now what it took away from us. And when we then we try to unite all our acts, this is what happens. Exactly what Luisa Picaretta says. All heaven repeats in chorus, it is ours. Why should we not do what it does? So it says, more so since every time we do an act in the divine will, the human will goes through a martyrdom. Not of blood, but of will, which never dies. That's why this is the martyrdom of all martyrdoms, because our human will, it will never die. We speak of the human will dying, meaning submitting, uniting ourselves to the will of God. And Luisa Picaretta clearly says it's a martyrdom not of blood. The martyrdom of blood happens only once. The apostles and so many others, they face martyrdom, and they did it only once. But for us, we are called to die over and over and over and over. How? By uniting ourselves to the will of God Himself. And this martyrdom, we can say, is an ongoing martyrdom. And Luisa Picaretta says, and the Lord is so pleased that He places on it the seal of a divine martyrdom. And every act, right? Imagine that you receive the grace. We will compare it. And I think it's a little bit even more, because all the graces that the saints receive by facing martyrdom, we receive those graces if we unite ourselves to the will of God and offer that. So now we know the purpose for us suffering, or doing not only suffering, but to do everything. Basically, our purpose in life. We could say that we have found our spiritual purpose in life. You know how people, they speak about becoming the best version of yourself, and they go to all these seminars and spend thousands and thousands of money. And here, our Lord is giving us this, and you don't need to spend thousands and thousands. You just need to read it and try to understand it, that our true purpose, our spiritual purpose here on earth, is to die to ourselves over and over and over, to possess this gift of the divine will in us, in a way that is a continuous martyrdom. So we can say to God, I am your continuous martyr. I died not just once, but many times, for as many times as I do not do my will. So as many times as we do not do our will, then we die. So forget about that famous song that I did it my way, because that's not the divine will. We have to do it His way, in His divine will. And this is the way to accomplish our spiritual purpose here. So that through everything that we do, we constantly die to ourselves. We receive that grace, that grace, that grace, that grace. We die over and over and over and over to ourselves, and is the martyrdom of martyrdoms. And one day we will be able to see all the grace that these acts they did And they accomplish for us and what it will do, not only to ourselves, but all the good that they gave to all the blessed in heaven. So in this way, we minister to the saints in heaven. Thinking that way, we become ministers to the very saints in heaven, to all the souls who are in heaven. And this is exactly what the Blessed Mother wants us to become here, from the earth, her true children, to receive the gift that she herself possessed since the moment of her conception, all the way until she was assuming to heaven. I want to share with you a passage. Let me see. I think, let me see if I mark it here. Okay. It's volume 29, February 15, 1931, is related with these acts. This is what our Lord Jesus says to Luisa Picaretta. There is not one act that a creature does which the divine properties do not feel. So once we call the divine will to operate in us, the divine will runs and fills that act with that grace, with his own will, and it brings everything that the divine will is. Everything. It is just that our minds are not able to understand. See, one of the things that we have to also understand is that in the state of grace, in the state of holiness and justice in which Adam was created, we could say that he possessed a supernatural intelligence. We can put it that way, because his intelligence was completely able to understand God as much as a creature is able to understand it, but far, far more greater than what we are able to understand it. So our mind is less adaptive to the uncreated mind of God, we can say. So there are some virtues or some attributes that are in a way more adaptable to the human mind, as we understand love, mercy, wisdom, goodness, justice, as the attributes of God. But there are so many more attributes in God that our mind is not able to understand it, because we are not able to adapt it because of the fall. But when the Lord says to Luisa Picaretta that there is not one act that a creature does which the divine will do not feel. So once we really entrust ourselves to the divine will and we want to live in this way, and when we want to enter in this martyrdom of martyrdoms in a continuous way, we want to have a continuous martyrdom of the will, then that divine will of God continues to flow, begins to flow in us. The Lord says, in my will, what is human ceases. It remains nullified. And the creature has always something to take. The divine properties are at her disposal. Oh, if all knew what it means to live in my divine will, the great good that comes to them in the most simple way. Why? In the most simple way, because it's through our human acts the divine will is able to operate. And this is not new, because this is the way that it was operating in Adam and Eve, in everything that they were doing. Now, Luisa Picaretta continues, and she says, "Then I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and unable to do anything else, I kept saying, 'My little love, my little, I love you in the divine acts. I love you in the divine acts.' Not only this, but I was saying to myself, 'My Jesus, my love, may my I love you flow in your heartbeat, in your breath, in your tongue, in your voice, even in the smallest particle of your adorable person.'" What is Luisa Picaretta doing? Basically, she's offering all the divine acts in the person of our Lord Jesus. Is making her love flow together with the heartbeat of our Lord, with his breath, within in his tongue, in his voice, in everything. He says, in all the particles of your adorable person. And we united for the same purpose that he lived that. Because every breath that he took in his humanity, it was for the purpose of the fulfillment of the prayer that later on he will leave us, which is the Our Father's, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So we can do the same with the life of the Blessed Mother. We can tell the Blessed Mother, "May I love you flow through every heartbeat of yours, through every breath, through every moment of your life, you know, through every step you took, through every prayer you pray. And I offer it for the same purpose, for the fulfillment of the Our Father now." And when this happens, and we do it with all the saints, then their acts, they accomplish, they reach the purpose for which they should have done everything, but because they didn't know, they didn't have the knowledge of the divine will, then they couldn't. But now this is the good. This is how we minister to the saints. So we minister to all heaven in this way. Only through the divine will we are able to become ministers of them. But while I was doing this, my dear life, making himself sin, made me place my I love you in his heart, inside and out of his whole divine person. And he enjoyed it so much that he incited me to repeat as many I love yous as I could, so as to be able to find they will like it. I love you in his whole being. See? So we can put our I love you in all the attributes of God, even in those that we do not know, but we can put our I love you in his goodness, in his beauty, in his justice, in his love, in his mercy, in every one of his attributes, even those that we do not know, but one day we will be able to see it. And we can do that with our Lord Jesus and also with the Holy Spirit. We put our I love you in every action of the Holy Spirit that we do not know. We don't even know. Because, as he says later on in this passage, that the very substance of his being is love in God. My daughter, our love is not sterile. On the contrary, it has the sea of generating continuous life. So as you were saying, I love you in my heartbeat, in my breath, so I generate another heartbeat, another breath, and so with all the rest, in such a way that I feel within myself the new generation of your I love you. We continue to pray, you know, for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth and for this to be known. When he says that as we place our I love you in his heartbeat, in his in everything, all his divine person, he says that he generates now another heartbeat. So that means, is he creating another soul? God is constantly creating souls. He is constantly creating that. But what it really means is that he is now, basically, our prayer allows or opens the door, opens the path for other souls to come and to know the gift. To know the gift. Because it is in the soul that this gift is missing. It's not in the plants, it's not in the trees, it's not in the birds, it's not in the elements, because they are fixed where God put them and created them. So the divine will wants to breathe, to palpitate where? Not in those who are dead already. They don't have. He cannot do anything with them anymore because they don't have their free will. They cannot do act anymore. But in us, so this is also the way we minister to the whole human race. So we don't even know what one single act in union with his will is doing. And in reality, we don't have to know because he can do whatever he wants. But we become ministers of the divine will now. We become ministers of the divine will, meaning that we are the instruments of the will of God to bring about the fulfillment of the Our Father in our time in the creatures. So we can do this with all the saints, with all the those who have died, you know, offer that, and the rest we leave it to God, knowing that He will do the rest. So we are called by faith to believe in what He's telling us through the Book of Heaven, through the writings, that this is the way we are to live. This doctrine of the divine will, this divine science, and the rest, he will do it. Let's go to the next letter.
Letter number 100, Involuntate Dei. Most esteemed Francesca, I don't know how to thank you for your goodness and charity toward me, the poorest of all creatures. May heaven reward you, and may the Queen Mama hold you in her arms to keep you and to make you good and holy, as sweet Jesus wants. My good daughter, it is necessary to die in everything in order to rise again to all goods and to true sanctity. But it is so sweet to be able to say, crucified you, O my Jesus, crucified I, slandered, despised, abandoned by all you. Slandered, despised, and abandoned, I. So, O Jesus, we look alike. You are right in what you say to me, and I add, what we should care about is to live dissolved in the holy will. In each one of our acts, also natural, done in the divine will is the most tiny things, even in one breath, we can form a martyrdom, not human, but divine. More noble, more holy than the martyrdom of shedding our blood, to offer to Jesus his infinite love, his sanctity, which has no beginning and no end. And Jesus will see his most holy will operating in our tiny act. In his operating will, he will find in us infinite material in order to form his life. What joy, what happiness. Therefore, let us never move away from his will, even at the cost of our lives. It is true that sometimes the storms are such that we feel like succumbing, and even from people we did not expect. But dear Jesus helps us and sustains us in such a way that everything ends up in his holy will. Therefore, in every circumstance, let us never lose peace, and let us run into the arms of Jesus as our refuge. In this way, we will be safe. I like to hear that you always receive communion. Never leave it, either out of disturbance or distress or fears. Nothing which is not peace ever comes from God, but always from our enemy, who gains a lot when he sees us disturbed. And we lose true trust. We lose our arms to take refuge in Jesus. Therefore, in order to become saints, nothing is needed but courage, trust, and peace in order to live in the immense sea of the divine will. Thanking you again, I leave you in the divine volition to make yourself a saint. Pray for me, for I so much need it, and from the heart I will do it for you. Greeting you with the affection of the holy divine will, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, August 10th, 1941. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. And see, we continue to hear that it is necessary to die to everything in order to rise in all the good and to the true sanctity. This is the true sanctity, the divine will, because it is very clear, all of you who already know the divine will, because it's the sanctity that God gave us, that Adam and Eve possessed. From the beginning is the sanctity that the Blessed Mother possessed in advance, and also the sanctity that our Lord Jesus possessed by his divine nature. And that constant martyrdom that happens with us when we die to our human will is just being aware, that constant awareness of the divine will operating in us, and wanting that the divine will be present in us, and not to succumb, to be discouraged, or to be spiritually lazy or lukewarm. You know, it can happen because still we are here in this humanity, and we want to see, we want to sometimes experience, but even when we don't experience anything, that's a great time of grace for us, because we choose, if we willingly choose to continue, then even more grace is given to us, you know. And as we know, the evil one, he hates even to hear divine will, the will of God, is terrible for him. In the previous letter, this is what Luisa Picarreta says. It's talking about the diabolical rage that they have, you know, against the books. She says, in just hearing the name of will of God, he is consumed and becomes furious, you know? So we should never succumb to discouragement, but to always to have that constancy and to call the Blessed Mother to help us, to run to the maternal hands of the Blessed Mother and ask her to protect us, to hide us in her blue mantle, and asking the Holy Spirit to fill us with his own light, and that we may be defended from the enemy. So something very simple, oh, Holy Divine Will, fill me with yourself, shield me, you know. May the Divine Will shield me, protect me, guide me. May the Divine Will make me invisible even to my enemies, you know. So I will say that that's a very simple but very powerful form of a simple exorcism. What is an exorcism? It's a dispelling, okay? So we are not talking about rites and all of that, but it's a very simple way to protect ourselves, asking the divine will to just shield us with his own light to protect us, to defend us. So Luisa Picarreta continues here basically with the same theme, you know, we need to be crucified. And we were saying to put our I love you in all the divine acts, also to put our I love you in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus, to offer it again. So when that happens, when we remember the crucifixion and we offer, that is like we are making it present again. And everything that the Lord gained for all the human race at that moment is again, we are offering it again, and that grace flows not only for us, but for the whole human race over and over and over and over. And this is exactly what happens in the hours of the Passion that we are called to do in a very specific way. But when we go through difficulties in life and all of that, just instead of complaining, but to turn in that spiritual mode, you can say that, you know, consciously to be aware that we cannot fall into that trap, into the tricks of the enemy, but immediately to turn on the spiritual mode and to say something simple like this: crucify you, Jesus, and crucify me. I'm crucified. You were slender, despised, and abandoned, and so, Jesus, we look alike. We look alike. To dissolve ourselves in the divine will, to dissolve our will. That's a way of saying I die to my human will. I dissolve myself in your will so that the divine will may flow in me as it flows in creation. May the divine will flows in me as it flow in your humanity when you possess that humanity, when you walk on earth. May your divine will flow through me in the same way that it flow in the Blessed Mother throughout her whole life. Or may your divine will flow in me as it flow when Adam and Eve were in the state of grace. No? He's inviting the divine will to be in us. So when we die to ourselves, when we die to our will and invite the divine will, Elizabeth Carreta says, then we can form a martyrdom again. She uses that word. And then she says, not human, but a divine martyrdom. It can be a little bit difficult to understand because God doesn't die. He's divine. What it means that the divine will operating in us and constantly, constantly the human will offering basically itself as a victim, also, we can say that. So we can offer ourselves as victims with our Lord Jesus. And what we offer is our soul. That's another way to offer ourselves. When we say, Jesus, I give you my soul, also come and operate in me, we are giving the three, everything that the soul is, all the three senses at once, our will, our intellect, and our memory. Everything, we are offering everything at once. But as we know that it is through the human will that then we operate basically. The human will produces acts. So that's why the human will, when we are dissolved, we call the divine will to fill us with everything that the divine will is, all the attributes, basically. But always according to our capacity, according to our capacity. So the more we call the divine will, the more we learn about this divine science, the more that our soul expands, the fields of the divine will are able to extend in our soul. And the sun of the divine will. Many times our Lord Jesus compares the divine will to the sun, so that light is able to enter in us and to produce in us and to really bring to completion with basically what God began again with us in baptism. And the whole purpose is complete union with Him. Beginning now in this way. Luisa Picarreta, she says that the only thing that is needed is courage, trust, and peace in order to live in the immensity or the immense sea of the divine will. In this passage that I gave you before, Luisa Picarreta, she complained at the beginning, she complains and she says a little beautiful prayer that I think we can also make it ours, especially during this time of Easter, but always, not only during Easter, but always. So she's complaining because she's been abandoned, she doesn't feel the presence of our Lord, but she says, "Oh, please give me peace. That peace which you so much wanted me to possess." And we know that that's one of the promises that our Lord Jesus gives. Once you begin to operate in this mode, He says, "I'm going to give you the peace. I'm going to give you the ability to penetrate the divine truths." And that includes sacred scripture and, of course, the Book of Heaven, and also the joy that I gave to the saints. To be able to say, basically, crucify you, Jesus, and crucify me also. We look alike. How about that? Huh? So, let us go to the next letter to see if we can cover another one.
Letter number 101 to Frederico Abresch. Dearest Son in Jesus Christ, thank you for everything. Let us hope that the Lord will enlighten the Holy Pontiff. If you can take other steps, do it. Otherwise, we will always say, fiat, fiat. However, when we wait, let us live always in the divine will. The divine will is on the lookout, one could say, to see whether even our breath, heartbeat, and motion are in his holy volition. And if it sees them running, it makes feast and feels itself being loved, glorified, and adored by all in our breathing, heartbeat, and motion. In one single breath, we give it everything and everyone. Its most holy will circulates in all and gives life to all, and our little motion runs together with it and gives it all that creatures owe it. It is enough to say that one single act done in the divine will storms heaven. We make the seas of love of the Queen of Heaven and of the very divinity our own, and we give them back to God as seas of love which belong to us. We poor creatures are nothing, and so he calls us. He wants us in his will to receive everything, even himself, from his beloved creature. Everything else is nothing. It is just little drops. So if we want to love him very much, let us live in his holy will. And oh, how many surprises we will find. First among all, the divine will operating in us, which will form seas of light, of love, of sanctity, and of surprising graces. And we will be involved in such a way as to be unable to leave. I leave you in the divine volition to become a great saint, and greeting you cordially, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, August 19th, 1941. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. It's a very short letter, but I think it's also very beautiful and very to the point that we now know how to storm heaven. We know that over and over, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta that yes, the divine will is everywhere. All creation is filled with God's will and with the voice of God trying to tell us, creatures, I love you. The sun, the moon, the stars, everything in creation has something to tell, has a little, it's like a little voice of God telling us, recognize me, here I am, here I am. Look how much I love you. I created this for you. And he wants our correspondence, even in the simple thing of motion. So if we offer ourselves immediately, the divine will come and operate in us. Of course, having the dispositions in our souls, we always have to remember that we have to have a sacramental life. Those are the dispositions also to be in the state of grace as much as we can. And he's able to operate in that little tiny single breath of ours in everything we do, provided that it's not sinful. And with that, he's able to circulate in everything that we do. In all the acts, and basically we storm heaven with our acts. So basically our whole life becomes a life of prayer. This is the way Adam and Eve they were living before the fall. Of course, they didn't have all the impediments, we can say, and the distractions that come with the consequence of sin, but nevertheless, their life was a constant prayer, and ours becomes a constant prayer also, with all the distractions. If we are in this mode of operating, then we are constantly praying. Our life becomes a prayer, and this is a very, in a way, a mystical way to live in a very, also in a very active way of living. So the divine will embraces everything, yes, the mystical and the active, way of living. And right there where the Lord calls us. That's why this gift is so beautiful, because again, we don't need We don't need a palace to live in the divine will because the palace of the divine will is our soul. Remember, nature, creation was created for us. We can say that's our palace. And then the palace of God is our soul. And that's why he wants us to receive him. And then also to storm heaven with our simple acts. But I would say also, when we do our acts, we become ministers in of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know, Luisa Picaretta was doing that, basically making her I love you flow in every heartbeat of our Lord Jesus and all the divine acts that he did, you know. And I will suggest that every time we do that, also that fire of love burning for all the human race for souls is increased in our Lord. Is a new fire that is constantly burning and burning and burning, so that also the divine justice in a way is a peace because it's receiving the love of all the human race through the single act of the creature. And then justice is being a peace because we give to God then the love that belongs to Him through our simple acts. And one thing that Luisa Picaretta says here, he says that we poor creatures, we are nothing, even if we think that we are something. We still nothing. We are, in the sense, of course, we know that we are sons and daughters of God in the Son, because our Lord Jesus, we belong to the Son, and our Lord Jesus belongs to the Father. So in Him, we are sons and daughters that we enter into that relationship in baptism and continues through the sacramental life. But apart from him is when we are nothing, right? But also our human will operating by itself is nothing. So he wants us in his will to receive everything, even himself, from his beloved creatures. Everything else is nothing. Everything else compare with the act of done in union with the divine will is nothing. That doesn't mean that what the saints did in the past, or those good things that we are doing, and what the people do, those who do not know the divine will, that doesn't mean that they don't have any value. What he's saying that compare to those acts in the divine will is nothing. It's like having $1 million compared to a penny. Right? In reality, it's nothing. Even in that, if that penny is a gold penny, it still, I think, is nothing compared to $1 million. If we compare it, it's something, but compared to a greater amount, is nothing. So this is the sanctity of sanctities, because through this, again, we are able to arrive to the place and the order that God created us to be. We are able to be spiritually fulfilled also, to accomplish our spiritual purpose here. And only through this, then God is able to continuously form new seas of love, of light, of sanctity, of grace, of mercy, and beauty, and everything that God is, and goodness. And this will never cease. I have come that you may have life abundantly. So this is the abundant life that God will constantly give to all the creatures who begin to live this way of life here, that it will never cease. Even if you die, you will have eternal life. So this is the way. That's why it's so important for us, as Luisa Picarreta says, to never succumb. Even if the enemy wages war against us, just to learn how to repel him, calling the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, now this is the work of the Holy Spirit. In Pentecost, the Holy Spirit began that work that has to be accomplished. The fulfillment of the Our Father has to be accomplished, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit to accomplish it in us. So he's also our advocate, our protector. So we have to have a special devotion to the Holy Spirit and asking in a special way that this Pentecost be a time of grace for all those who know this gift of the divine will, that more light be given to us, that more knowledge be given to us, only for one thing, for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. That more people will come and be enlightened, that more hearts will palpitate with the divine life, that more creatures will enter into this way of living, and the will of the Father may be fulfilled in all of us. So, with that, let us entrust ourselves to the Blessed Mother and, of course, to the Holy Spirit, to fulfill in us what God has initiated. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.